Catherine, let's talk about chips. Chips of people, chips of animals. Who came up with this idea, and when did this all start?
Well, it's kind of hard to figure out sort of when the first chip was first developed in a laboratory, because people don't talk about those sorts of things. But the first person to receive a chip and get any kind of media publicity for it was Professor Kevin Warwick. He is with a university over in England, and he has had all kinds of weird things implanted in his body. He authored a book called I, Cyborg, and actually talks about wanting to become a cyborg to sort of get rid of his human body and embrace the power that would come from becoming mostly machine. And he's kind of an interesting guy in sort of a creepy way, because he's trying to be the first guy to transmit sensation to another person using electronic means. And so he's got his wife involved in these experiments. She's this lovely blonde lady. And when you look at pictures of her, you think, oh, my gosh, this poor woman married to this this maniac.
The cyborg.
But he inserted some sort of receiver microchips into her and some transmitting microchips into himself so he could transmit sensation to her. And what I thought was very telling was the sensation he wanted to transmit was not, oh, I don't know, the feeling of eating chocolate or maybe petting a cat or, you know, something pleasant, but he transmitted pain to his wife through this device, and she felt the pain, sure enough. So he succeeded in that. But he's actually one of the pioneers in this whole sort of weird chipping arena.
Well, so it was developed years ago. We don't know who or why. Do you think there was a purpose of control at that time, or do you think when they were putting this whole plan together, they really thought they were doing something worthwhile?
Well, I think it depends on who you ask. You know, I was good friends with Aaron Russo, who, of course, created the film America from Freedom to Fascism. And it went on his almost on his deathbed, as he was dying of cancer, he, of course, told me and told others that the Rockefellers had said, hey, you know, there's going to come a time when we're going to have everyone microchip implanted, and we want you to be sort of on the ruling side of that equation, but we're going to use it as a control mechanism. So I actually do believe Aaron Russo. I broke bread with the man. I had dinner in his home. I knew his partner, his wife. You know, I have every reason to believe that Aaron Russo was telling the truth when he told that story. The question is, did the Rockefellers, do they have the political clout to pull it off? And what I would point out right now is that we've given the industry a huge black eye. You know, our new website, chipmenot.com, has all of the evidence against these implantable microchips. And as I've reported before on the show, and I'm super pleased to report this, the Verichip Corporation, a couple of years ago when we first started really going after them, they had trials running with Blue Cross Blue Shield in Hackensack, New Jersey. They were implanting Alzheimer's patients down in West Palm Beach.
Oh, they were counting their millions, weren't they?
They were really going nuts. You know, they were on the Today Show. They were on Good Morning America. Diane Sawyer was gushing about how this was the future. And their stock was trading at like $13 a share.
And then along came you.
Yeah, well, then along we came, and we said, hey, listen, these things cause cancer. Tiny little detail there. And this was information that they had known. They hadn't gotten that information out to the public, obviously. They had sat very carefully on it and kept it quiet. The journals that these articles were published in, and there's now a whole bunch of them, we've got them all up on our website in the evidence section at chipmenot.com. But all these journal articles, they're not published online. You have to actually go into the dusty stacks. You have to know what you're looking for. You have to pull these things out and actually photocopy them. So it wasn't information that they thought would ever get into the hands of the public. And now that it has, the good news is that the Verichip Corporation, which has now changed its name for like the fifth time, they're now the Positive ID Corporation, but they've now stopped marketing the implantable microchip. And given that they were the only company in the U.S. to receive FDA approval and the only company on the globe that was commercially marketing implantable microchips, if they've stopped selling them, that means there is no one anywhere on the entire globe, on the entire planet Earth, that is currently commercially marketing implantable RFID microchips for any human use. So that's great news.
That is good news. 6 years ago, I did talk with the cyborg, Kevin Warwick.
But that was
6 years ago. So God knows what he's like now.
Well, you know, he's got a research assistant, Mark Gasson, who I think I've got his name right. I was at that big conference in Australia where the engineering group, the IEEE, got a whole bunch of us together and had, I think, 300 different submissions on microchips. And they had a worldwide conference in a place called Wollongong, Australia, where we all got together and we talked about what's the latest information about these microchips. And Mark showed up, Emil Grofstra, the guy with microchips in both of his hands, he showed up. And Mark was talking about how he had actually put a microchip in himself that transmitted a computer virus to his building. So when he waved his hand for building access instead of using an access card, he actually could transmit a virus into the building's access system. So that's actually one of the folks working in Kevin Warwick's, sort of one of his proteges, I guess.
Let's talk for a little bit about the sign of the beast. So many people think it has to do with computers, maybe chips. What do you think?
Well, I got to say, for the first time in human history, we have the ability to implement it. And folks who have been following this issue, you know, I've been doing this since 1999. And back in 1999, I was concerned about the mobile speed pass. So if you remember back, that's the little fob, the black fob that hangs off your keychain, and you could wave it at the gas pump and pay for your
I've got one of those. I've never used it, though.
Okay, well, that's the mobile speed pass. Now, mobile, as we detailed in our book, Spy Chips, they actually came out with a version of that that would go into a Timex watch. So now you're waving your wrist at the gas pump or at the gas station inside the mobile Exxon little mini mart. So you could literally wave your wrist at the cash register and make a payment that way. Now, that didn't catch on, so they discontinued it. Timex is no longer making the mobile SpeedPass watch. And from everything I can tell, the mobile SpeedPass is kind of sort of fizzled out a little bit. But let me tell you what's happened instead. And people who are watching for the Mark of the Beast and are watching for that very prominent sign of the times that we're in need to pay attention to one very basic thing. And that is that the payment devices, the cash registers in place at stores all over the United States and, in fact, around the globe, are now equipped with RFID readers. So if you were going to implement the RFID payment system that was implanted in someone's hand, or if you were missing your arms, you'd put it in someone's forehead, and if you were going to use RFID to implement the Mark of the Beast, which for people who don't remember, that's in the last book of the Bible, Revelation. It's in chapter 13, which is easy to remember because it's kind of an unlucky number, and it's the last passage or the last three verses in chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. So Revelation 13, verses 16 through 18, talk about a time when all people, great and small, free, rich and poor, free and bond or imprisoned or enslaved, will have to have a mark or a number on their right hand or their forehead without which they cannot buy or sell. Now, that's going to be imposed on them by the beast, or some people call him the Antichrist.
Okay, so we haven't had this imposed yet, but it's getting close.
It hasn't been imposed, but see, if you're going to impose it, you can't just one day say, hey, guys, all of a sudden I want you all to do this.
No, you can't, because people will rebel on that. You've got to make it easy for them.
But even if you told them all to do it, if there's no infrastructure to do it, they'd just look at you and laugh. So the infrastructure, just common sense would tell you, the infrastructure would have to be built first. And then once the infrastructure is in place and people get accustomed to it being voluntary, then all it takes is a global mandate at some point.
This is what they'll do. Let's say we do it for commerce and money and all that. They'll start saying, in the next 2 years, we will no longer use cash. We'll become a cashless society. And all of you will get this, and that's just the way it's going to be. So what are you going to do? What will we do, those of us who are opposed to this, when they literally remove all the cash? It's unacceptable now in stores, and you have to have this little mechanism in your hand or wherever. What are we going to do?
But it's not going to happen like that, George. It's going to happen. I mean, Sweden, there was just a proposal in Sweden to eliminate cash altogether. So these things are being discussed. I mean, it is being talked about. A global currency is also being discussed. But it's going to have to proceed in stages. And, you know, I could practically map out what those would have to be. But if you're going to eliminate cash, you're not going to eliminate cash and say everybody has to get a microchip. You'll eliminate cash and say, hey, you can keep using your checks and your PayPal account and your credit card and your ATM card. And now the big thing is this new Nokia and other brands of mobile phone that there is very big in Japan now, where you can simply wave your cell phone at a payment device.